There is our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Each week we tell stories about what's going on in the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. The Stevens Institute reports that temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were between 35 and 39 degrees, slightly warmer than last week. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that Governor Andrew Cuomo says the Hudson River Skywalk on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge linking Greene and Columbia counties is finished. Three viewpoints, 50 feet long and 10 feet wide, are now open on the mile-long sidewalk on the bridge. Eventually, there will be a pedestrian trail between the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill and the Alana State Historic Site in Greenport. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper that Amtrak is proposing a fencing project along its right-of-way at the Hudson River from Rhinebeck to Stuyvesant. The railroad has cited safety concerns as the reason for the fence. Germantown is concerned the plan will block access for recreation, fishing, and fire protection and rescue. The town's local waterfront study committee made a statement on the Amtrak proposal during the Germantown board meeting March 13th. Carr Christian, a waterfront committee member, explained that Amtrak wants to fence off a four-mile stretch between Lasher Park to the north and Chevet Park to the south, constructing a gate at either end. The 50 to 100-foot wide space connects the two parks and has historically been used by fishermen, fisherwomen, fisher kids, and others, walkers, cyclists, cross-country skiers, and families that simply want an outing, he said. Quote, it's a real gem of an area, not crowded, but it is used, unquote. Similar past proposals have failed, one as recently as 1991. The public comment period on the Amtrak proposal began on March 14th, making comments due March 29th. Supervisor Robert Bury said he would ask the town board for permission to ask Amtrak for an extension of the comment period. Quote, this seems to be moving very fast, unquote, he said. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Michael Scotto reports at New York One that the government spending plan that passed the House and Senate March 22nd includes money for the Gateway Tunnel, a large project that would create additional way for trains under the Hudson River to get from New York City to New Jersey. President Donald Trump had opposed the project, with speculation that his reason was a feud with Senator Chuck Schumer. Amtrak trains had been fighting a bottleneck, but $540 million in the bill will begin work on a new tunnel to ease entry and exit to and from New York City. The omnibus spending bill also included language that requires the Coast Guard to consult relevant congressional committees before proceeding with any plans to install anchorages for large barges in the Hudson River. Read the full story at New York One. This has been Hudson River Stories. Tune in next week for more Tales of the Hudson River with Henry the Hudson Whale.